Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises, man. Welcome again to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters of Job, Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Also, Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And today, we're dealing with all about Eve. What is Eve? Who is Eve? Where did she come from? You know, it's like this big plan, and then all of a sudden, man, he's the wife. You know, like, if you listen to the story, it sounds kind of plain like that if you let somebody tell you that, but actually, it's way, way bigger than that. Way bigger than that. So, brothers, if you can, just stand face to Jerusalem. And cover our heads, and sisters, if you can. And cover your heads as we stand face to Jerusalem. You can open up. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy. Send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them who don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy. Send forth your Holy Spirit with us a mind to receive, eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and give them a mind to receive, and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. But once again, we're still in the Black History Month, and we're still dealing with the Black women of the Bible thing. We're dealing with that. What do you mean? Well, one is that we never, ever address those issues. You know, I mean, you look at the Black History Month thing, we're either dealing with captivity, slavery, or inventions, or, you know, great patriots out of the Bible, like King David and Solomon and Jesus Christ, things like that. But we very seldom talk about our mothers. Well, we're going to start with the mother of mothers, and that's Eve. Who is she? What is she to us in the creation? That is to say, me being a man. You know, what is she to a man? Because every woman in the creation is Eve. Everyone. Every attribute that Eve has, every woman in the creation has. Everyone. It's not a national thing. It's not a racial thing. It's a genetic thing. It's called written in the law thing that a woman is going to have these attributes before sin. Amen. So let's look at the first thing. We're going to pick this up in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. And remember now, the title of this precept is All About Eve. All About Eve. Okay, now, 7 and 4, it says, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So this is the first thing that before he created a woman, before she was called a woman, she was called wisdom. Before she was called a woman or a kinswoman, she was called understanding. So these are those things. She's wisdom, and she's understanding. When she's baptized, all of these things come to the surface. All the sins of her youth just disappear. Now, the thing is that what we would want is that we would ask those things to come forward. That is to say, the fruits of the Spirit, which is wisdom and understanding. And the only way for those things to come forward is that you plant them. And that's when the God of Israel used references to talk about one plant, another water, and God get an increase. So this is that thing. So let's look at wisdom, right? Because we need to really, you know, for those of us that didn't hear yesterday, when we broke it down for our sisters, we're going to read it again. And so that get a better view of oneself, because this is who he formed the woman of before she was even brought into the creation. Before Satan even got to her, he already called her wisdom. So what do we mean? Insight, common sense, a sense of sense, acumen, balance, brains, cautious, circumspection, clear thinking, comprehensive, erosion, experience, foresight, good judgment, information, knowledge, judgment, learning, penetrating, practicality, prudence, reason, savior, sanity, solidarity, shrewdness, sophistication, understanding. The antidote for wisdom is ignorance. So that's an easy kill. You can wipe all of this out and with ignorance. But anyway, he said, so this is the woman. This is who she is before she was created. This is her when she was written in the law. So all of these things are there. They stay there because they're in the law. Because he said, say unto wisdom, darling, my sister. So he said, this is who she is. Like when we covered last night, like when we were baptized, like us men, when we're baptized, you can almost hear the father just say, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Well, this is not a woman that's getting baptized yet. Women are being baptized where he say unto wisdom, thou my sister, and call understanding that kinswoman, where he address her from those things, you know. It's a thought. I ain't saying it's real. I ain't saying it's legit. I'm just saying it's a thought, you know, because you definitely can't say this is my son, right? Understanding. Understanding. All right. Understanding. So the other thing is that she has to be understanding. And what's been taken away from most women is reason. So if you can't reason, then it's going to be difficult to understand. Because there is no reasoning. Let's see, understand. Oh. Right here. Understanding. Appreciate, comprehend, accept, apprehend, to be aware. To be cautious of, be with, catch one, conceive, deduce, discern, distinguish, explain, figure out, find out, follow, get the hang of, get the idea, get the picture, get the point, grasp, have knowledge of. Identify with, infer, interpret, know, learn, make out, make sense of, master, note, penetrate, perceive, possess, read. Realize, recognize, register, see, sense, sympathize, take in, take meaning, tolerate. The antonym of understanding or the antidote for understanding is to misinterpret and misunderstand. So this is what he said, call this your kinswoman. You call her all these things that we just got through reading. You appreciate. She's going to appreciate. She's going to be aware of. You know, it's just all these attributes, man, that was written before Satan came in and clouded our thinking. This is 100% cerebral without sin, without the hint of sin at all. This is Eve at her best right here. She don't get any higher than this. You know, well, let's look at some more of the attributes of the spirit, because all these things is from that. This is why she's a queen on the throne, because she have understanding. And she has wisdom. Or in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And it reads, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So the first thing he did was created Adam. That's the first thing he said, because he said he created man in his own image. And then in the image of God created he him. Male first and female created he them. So if the male is created first, then that gives you seniority out the gate, right? Ain't that the protocol for the Father? I mean, you got the Father and the Son. Still the same thing, right? Amen. So we see that she is created in the image of God too, right? Well, of course she's there because she's already wisdom. She's wisdom. She's understanding. When she come into the creation, she will be a female in the species. But what's written upon her being and her spirit and her constitution that make everything her that's good is what's written in the law pertaining to her, and that's wisdom and understanding. Anytime you find a woman that's not operating with wisdom and understanding, she's opposing herself. She's not happy. So let's look at this. Let's go in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 4. Let's pick it up at verse, let's pick it up at 4. Let's get Adam all the way in the picture. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. So that wipe out that lily idea right here. That's over with. Stop it. Right there, cancel her story. 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So he just here by himself. There is no Eve. It's just man. It's just this guy he called Adam, right? So he told him to till the ground. A till mean work. That's what it mean. It mean to work. That mean to keep the ground. That's what we're doing. We're keeping the ground. We are the earth. We tilling the ground ourselves. We pulling up the evil roots and the weeds and stuff like that. We're pulling them up. And then we're trying to sow righteous seed inside of ourselves. And also, once again, those of us that's just being baptized, all of your fruits come to the surface, and all the grime of your sins and your life is washed away. So you can start over a spanky brand new and just pray that the Father increase those things that's there, that's necessary for the kingdom. You see, so this is that. All these things is there. This is what he's talking about. That's what we're trying to get at right now. Sin is not a conversation at this point. We're not having that conversation with sin. That's not even it. We're trying to get this woman into this creation. Who is she? She's not even a woman. The God of Israel called her wisdom. The God of Israel called her understanding. Now, let's pick it up at 2 and 18. And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Okay. It's not good that man should be in line. Okay. First of all, let's look at the word good. Right? We have to understand that what is it that he said it's not? Because this is the first time, I mean, it's not the first time he called every day of the week after the middle of the week good. So then he said it's not good for man to be alone, right? He called the light good. But then he said it's not good for man to be alone, so he called this woman good. So what's good? No pun intended, right? Okay. Good, moral, virtuous, admirable, blameless, charitable, dutiful, ethical, guiltless, honest, honorable, incorrupt. Innocent, irreproachable, lily white, respectable, right, righteous, sound, tractable, uncorrupted, untainted, upright, well behaved, worthy. So, look at here. This is that thing. This is what he said this woman was before he created her. She was all of this, as he said, it's not good that man not had these things with him. She bring this package. She's supposed to bring the package, not the world. She's not supposed to bring the world, but we don't know any better because we haven't been taught any better. So, we get into the nitty-gritty of it, right? We get into the things that we got to really uncover, and that is the what we are. We can't be God without knowing our being. So she is good. She's good. She's wisdom. She's understanding, and she's good. Why? Let's look at that. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. It says this, 4 and 8. There's one alone, there's not a second. Yea. He hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. This is like a rich person, you know, somebody that is well-to-do, educated, got a super life, and no children, no ass, and not even a wife. Right? This is that person. Yet there is no end of his all his labor, neither is at a side, since neither is his eye satisfied with riches. So even though he had those things are nothing. If you're alone, he said, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sword you fail. So the Lord is letting us in on the prayers of the rich. You know, he just let us tap in on what they be praying about and that, you know, when they don't have offsprings and things like that. Verse 9. Two are better than one. There it is. It's not good that man should be alone. Well, of course, two are better than one because they have what? A good reward for their labors. It's not good that man should be alone. Why? Because if he's got two are better than one because they're going to have a good reward. For if they fall, they will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that when that is alone when he falls. You know how that commercial went back in the day? I fallen and I can't get up. Yep, that one, that's a true saying. Because without them electronic doohickeys or whatever you want to call them, people are just in a bad way. For years, you know, some of the elders had been, you know, they didn't have family left, and they've been a failure, and they'll be in a place for a long time till someone come and check on them, man, if they had a social surrounding. And they just stopped being, you know, so people go and check on them, man, and that's when they find them. They fell down, and nobody can help them up. We got these electronic gizmos. God bless whoever he put on their heart to make these things, but they're necessary. I know we can throw them in an RDI category, you know, the RFID category, I should say. Necessary still, you know. You get these elders that can slip in the tub, nobody's there, they hit that little doohickey, and somebody come and help them. They said two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labors. For if they fall, the one will help his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to help him up. This is, we got to check on elves, you know, especially when they're alone. And, you know, during times where the seasons is difficult, they can't get out and they can't go shopping. It's too icy or it's too hot, you know. So you just got to keep it tuned in on the elves. 11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But who can be warm being alone? If you don't have a blanket or anything like that and you're alone, man, you're just cold. That's all to it. You're just cold if you don't have a blanket, you don't have no cover, you don't have anything to protect yourself from the elements. You are cold. If you don't have a blanket or anything like that, but then it's two of you, both of you can keep each other warm from the elements. You see, so two are always better than one. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and threefold is not easily broken. So we're talking about the one that's prevailing against either or, and that'd be the enemy. And so we both should be in a position that we identify the enemy together and stand together against the enemy. You know, that's the other thing. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. Genesis 2 and 18, and it says this. It says, And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. Okay, Adele, you get it, right? I would make a helpmeet for him. Once again, here's another name that he gave a woman before she was even called a woman. This is another name that he called a woman or a wife or anything of that nature, a sister. He called her what? A helpmeet. What is this? What do this mean? What do it mean to a woman who, I mean, just trying to get to this? This is what this is the whole thing. When you baptize in the name of Jesus, when you get yourself washed, these things appear. They come to the surface because the sins of this world is eradicated. They're washed off. So now you can ask the God of Israel to cause these things to be you a better servant woman, which is making you what? Help me. Understanding. Wisdom. You got to beg the Father for it. You got to ask him for these things. So what is help? Help don't mean slave. Help don't mean you are being somebody else's flunky. You know, like these Macedonians, whatever you want to call these she men, want to make women be disobedient to God, you know, by making them masculine and want to take on masculine roles in the family, and they're not that's permitted, that's forbidden help. Okay, here we go. Help. All right. Assistance, relief, advice. Well, you could be an advice because the God of Israel called you wisdom and understanding. So, of course, your advice should be primary when it comes to your husband. You know, and your opinion should mean everything to him, right? This is that conversation now when you, that virtuous woman, he had no fear or no reason for spoil, right? Assist, available, right? Bomb. So you're supposed to be an assistant to your husband. You're supposed to aid him. You're supposed to be advice to him. You're supposed to be available only for him. Unless you have a contract with an employer or something like that. Once those moments that are hours that you are contracted out, the rest of your time is supposed to be with your husband. It don't say anything else but available. And he said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'm going to make a helpmeet for him. So he's saying you're supposed to be available for him. What else it says? A balm, a healing balm, man. You like lotion, man. You like creamy lotion, right? On dry hands or feet or whatever. You know what I mean? You're a conditioner. You know, things like that. You know, spiritually, you're a spiritual conditioner. You know, you smoothing out edges and things like that. You conditioning my roots. This is that. That's that bomb. You know. Let's look at that word, man. That sounds really good. Because he said a woman is a bomb. Right. Okay, bomb. Because, see, if we can get us, all our women, to recover this, because this right here is don't have anything to do with lineage. This is all innate. This is all law. This is law here. Everything we're reading right now is written in the law that's inside of our mothers. So we're supposed to at least have way more respect or, okay, if we have any idea, okay, here it is. Oily substance, application, secrete. He wrote this in the law that a woman is going to be juicy, that she was going to be juicy and she was going to be secreting oils. That's in the law. That's why she do that? Really? Okay, check this out. It says, compound, cream, yep, That's it. Dressing, embrocation, emollient, formula, lotion, medicine. So your wife is medicine? Really? She lotion? She creamy? Really? He wrote all that, that this is what's going to be. She's these things. And you know she is. Men that's been married and had wives or, you know. All this is true. It's in the law. No wonder it's there because he wrote it in existence. Potion. Ointment, preparation, prescription, really? Salve, soother, soothing agent, unction, it's no antonym against that. Really? It's no antidote against bomb. Is nothing against that? Wow. Okay, well, he said this is in the woman. This is what he said. This is what he called her. He called her a bomb, man. I don't mean like B-O-O-M-B, but B-A-L-M. Wow. Like bomby, you know. Help. Let's finish that out. Okay. And I know y'all saying, what that got to do with black history? Well, it got everything to do with black history, right? Because you got to bring her into the picture. Why are you bringing her into the picture? Because she's in the Garden of Eden. That's the point. If you don't bring her into the picture, what's the point of even talking about in the Garden of Eden or its location? So she got to come into the picture. She's the mother of all women. Every woman in this planet is built off of Eve, for good and for evil. We're not dealing with Genesis 3:16 in that. We're only dealing with Genesis 2:18. We're going to get to that Genesis 3:16 some other time. What was that? Well, yeah, man, doing this precept is really something, man. Knowing that I have been doing this with my sister, keeping me engaged, man, I think I'm going to thank him because when I first did it, I was out there really bad, and I did say some things that I regret I said, but it wasn't nothing wrong with the precept because the fruit is manifested. So I'm good. It's just, you got to change your manners, right? Anyway, help. Bomb, benefit, a comfort. So you're supposed to benefit the situation. You comfort the situation. Your husband, man, he done got it from on every corner around all four corners, right? And he come home, the last thing he needs is to get it from you. Right? You're supposed to be the bomb. You're supposed to be the comfort. You know? You're supposed to be available. You're supposed to be a helping hand. Right? Helping hand. Lift. Right? Because if you come in with a burden, you're supposed to lift him up. And I know a lot of times, man, you know, when we're like, what about me? Well, right now, we're not talking about that part of you because that's up under Genesis 3:16. We don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about this. If we talk about Genesis 3:16, then that's the aftermath. We're not going there because that's not benefiting us. That's where we at now. We need the baptism, wipe all that away. Some of us, man, I tell you, when I think about the baptism, God knows, man, the immaturity and so forth. But, you know, anyway, we still here. Let's see. Advocate, back up, befriend, benefit, be of use, bolster, boost, buck up. So she's supposed to be boosting up her husband, bolstering up her husband, and cheering for her husband, cooperate with her husband. Do a favor, do a service, right? This is all in the help. Do one part. Encourage. She's supposed to encourage her own husband, right? Because she said, I'm going to make a help meet for him. So she's not supposed to be encouraging other men. She's supposed to encourage her husband. If she's married, endorse further, go to bat for, go with, hype, intercede. There it is, intercede, right in there. See, that's there. That's why another man can't intercede with a man's wife, because that interrupts this thing. He said, I'm going to make a help meet for her, for him, right? But if another man intercede with your wife without your presence, this is sin. That's all to it. That's why I asked that question, and God of Israel just gave me the answer. It's in help. It's under the law of help. So, no. You know, if a woman... child is sick or something like that, then she could call the elders to pray for her family, you know. But to ask for a man to pray for her, she can't do that. Not without the knowledge of her husband. This interceding is a high thing, right? It walks into dreams. And it takes on a spiritual avenue. Hype, intercede, lend a hand, maintain, open. Supposed to maintain her, wow, she's got a job to do. Open doors. That's something. So she can open doors that we can't, right? Okay. Promote. Push. Relieve. Root for. You know. Sanction. Save. She could save you. Yeah, she could save you from fornication. You know, she's there. For that purpose, too, to save you from sinning against God. You know why? Because he said it's better to marry than to burn. So, yeah, she definitely can save you. And then it's that other thing that when she got that wisdom and that understanding, that she could save you from making a mistake that could cost you your life, your business, or your being. She can do that if she have wisdom. And it says this, stick up for, see through, serve, stand by, stimulate, stump for, secure, support, sustain, take under one's wing, uphold. Work for. Yeah. And interesting. So all of this fall up under help. Wait a minute. And it says this, remedy, service, secure, support, sustenance, use, utility, vice. Okay. That's what he said, that's where you are, Eve, before anything in the world, right? Before there was, before you was even created, this law was written before sin. This is in every woman on the planet. We just haven't tapped into it. She haven't been taught these things. We haven't taught our daughters, our granddaughters, that they are all of these things. They should respect themselves. If they knew that they was this something in the creation, then they would have reason for pause before a lot of actions that are taken. I can imagine that at least 50% of the women that's listening, if they can go and take their virginity back, they probably would. Remember, I said 50%. I can almost guarantee that. But this is that thing. We wasn't taught how to be the best us. So this is Eve, or this is the woman best hurt. If she's not fulfilling these things, being a help, she's miserable. Her life is out of order. She's out of balance. You know, sex life is dry. The whole shebang, man, it's just all bad. Because she's opposing herself. If these things is written, that this make you your best you, and you're not doing it, then how can you ever be your best you spiritually? Exactly. Exactly. So you're going to be miserable. Until you put on your best you, which is these things, which are these fruits of the Spirit. Nobody's telling you to be a slave. Nobody's doing that. We're telling you to become a superwoman. Eve was a superwoman. She passed down supernatural gifts to all women. So you got to stop with that. You know, the Bible is masculine. It is. This is true. You know, but it's not without the encouragement of the wife in all sincerity. What else it says? This is Genesis 2:18. And the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a help meet for him. So he called her a meet. He called her a meet. Well, let's look at this word. What do meat mean? Meat. Okay, here we go. Wow, this is a whole page to itself. Okay, fitting. So the first thing he said, that he's going to make this wife, Eve, or this woman fitting, right? It's going to be fitting for him. Whether you tall, she can be tall. You short, she's short. You know, you Asian, she Asian. You African, she's African. You white, he's white. You know, fitting. You know, if not, then y'all mixed, then she's mixed. You know, fitting spiritually, then it's just all about being one individual spiritually. You know, you got blended families. I'm talking about across race boards and whatnot. You have white children and by white men, and you got black children by black men. And what do you mean? black children by black men. What do you mean? Black children, it's with women, they're strangers, so to say. That'd be white, African, or Asian. But all these women is Eve. It don't matter. It doesn't matter where they at. If you're talking about Shem on this spectrum, because whenever you talk about these things, it's going to fit her no matter what. So this is not, this don't have anything to do with lineage. It got everything to do with the spirit, because it's going to fit her like Cinderella. It's going to fit her like a glove. It's going to fit her like that golden slipper. And then she's going to become this if she's accepted it. You see, if she accepted, that's the key word. It got, she got accepted. Meat. Appropriate, conform. So she's going to turn into you or be conformed to you like our God, you know, like we're supposed to be conformed into him. We want to say we want to be married to the Lord. Well, guess what? We're supposed to be conformed into him. We're supposed to turn into him. You know, this is the whole thing about growing old with each other. You know, when you have one mate, your entire life, and people start turning into each other, you know, they look like each other. You know, they become one flesh, sincerely, right? They conform into each other. Equitable, expedient, fair, fit. So they're the word fair. Fair means that she's going to be beautiful and balanced at the same time. But balance is up under wisdom and understanding, right? So that's a double portion of fair. So it comes with beauty. And it comes with wisdom. It comes with balance. So that's a double portion of that gift of the spirit. And then there's nothing wrong with a woman being beautiful, man. And I mean, most women are beautiful. All women are beautiful. All of them. You know, in every shape, form, fashion. All of them. You know, we got this particular media look that's not true. Who you are, what you make of yourself, in the being the best you is what it is. That's all to it. You don't have to be nobody else but just being your best you. And your best you is written right here in the law. It's written in the heavens. This is your best you. When a woman's performing these things, she is at her best. Physically, spiritually, all that good stuff. When she's not, and she's living in fear and torment and things like that, she's opposing herself and probably gaining weight and, you know, all disproportion and things like that. Health is in trouble, you know. God knows. But this right here is her best her. This is Eve. This is Eve. It's nothing else. No sin, no nothing. So you can't do nothing but ask for this. I'm asking for it, and I'm not even a woman. I'm asking, why? Because with these gifts, you pass them through your children, and they fall upon your children. They become better prophets and better seers and priests or preachers and things like that. So you acknowledge the gift, you encourage the gift, then it'll start manifesting in your children. Just, happy, fit, good, proper, reconciled, right, suitable, timely. So she's going to be happy, right? If she's not happy, then there's an issue. Well, now I can't say that because Genesis 3:16, so we actually got to leave the space for that. It says she's just, she's going to be fit. It's going to be good, proper, reconciled, reconcilable, you know. Why do we have to, why is that in that, reconciled? Why does she need to be reconciled? It had to be in the law that she's going to be reconciled? I guess so. Look at the children of Israel needing to be reconciled. I guess so. Okay, let's get back to the law. All right, so he said it's not good for man to be alone, right? Pick it up at 15, 2 and 15. So God took the man, put him in the garden, east to dress, right? So he's in a garden. So where's the garden at? 10. And the river went out east of the garden, from thence it parted and became four heads. And the first is Pison, which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. So where is Havilah? First Samuel chapter 15 and 7. Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah onto that come to Shur, that is over against Egypt. Oh, so the goal is, the best goal is over against Egypt. And wait a minute, right? Watch this. Also, he said this. He said, on to Havilah, onto Shur, that is over against Egypt. Well, where is Egypt located? Africa. So the Garden of Eden is in Africa. So that would put Eve in Africa. So she is the first woman. That make her a woman of color, because the continent dictate color. Egypt is on Africa, not Europe, not Asia, not the Americas, not South America, not Canada, not Alaska. Egypt is on Africa. So the Garden of Eden is in Africa. That make Eve black. It only makes sense. I mean, you know, think about it. You know, not, I ain't blowing no horns, get what I'm saying, but this is true. You can't get any colors out of white paint, but I can extract all colors from black paint. That's why he called the light out of the darkness, because he can extract all light from the darkness. Are we listening? Light came from the darkness. Are we listening? Okay, so let's read, let's continue. Okay, so we found out that the Garden of Eden is over by Egypt. It's a lot of gold over there, which make only reason that Egypt is gold up, right? There was gold to the top. 12. The gold of that land is good. There's beryllium and onyx stones. The name of the second river is Gihon, the same that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. Well, where is Ethiopia located? So, Adam and Eve was on Africa. So that made Eve black. You know. And I'm going to let y'all in on something else. You know, some of them movies that we be watching with Adam and Eve, they be in the garden, they be running around naked, and you can see their chest, and, you know, you can see their bellies and all of that. You know what you're not supposed to see? A belly button. Why do they have belly buttons? They wasn't born. Belly buttons come with an umbilical cord. Why is all the Adam and Eve films are made with people with belly buttons? Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, that's why you can't go along with medium, you know, because that's what it is. It's a medium. You can't go along with that. You can't go along with that as true. You know, you can go along with it for information in theater, because theater brings information. World War II taught us that. You know, the campaigns of Rome taught us that. They theater taught the people what they were going to be doing in the, as a whole. So people would go to the theater to get the information on their world. Like we go to the theaters and we see technology of our world advancing, whether it be arsenals or digital, you know, or cars or whatever. You know, anyway, he said this, 2 and 13, and the name of the second river is Gihon, the same that could pass the whole land of Ethiopia. So Eve could have looked it like an Ethiopian woman, or she could have looked it like an Egyptian woman, right? The third is Hiddekel, that is, they go forth for Assyria, the fourth river is Euphrates. All that is Africa. Euphrates is in Arabia, but if it wasn't for this, the Sudat Dam that changed the water flow, there wouldn't be an Arabia like that. It would be called the Middle East. It would all just be Africa, you know. But, okay, now it's the Middle East over there because of the Sudat Dam, so the Sudat Dam, right? So we got Eve in Africa. So she is a woman of color. She's, could she be Sudan, black, you know, could she? Or could she be maybe a Ethiopian, you know, a Midian black, you know, or even like Adam. Adam means red, like blood. Could she be like a burnt red, you know, to that effect, you know, but she was definitely colored. And the continent dictate that she was a woman of deep color because Ethiopia and Egypt is in the heart, the best part of Africa. Amen? Okay, so now we got Eve on, in Africa in the Garden of Eden. So let's go back to that. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. Pick it up in verse 18. And let's see. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone. Let us make a helpmeet for him. So we cover helpmeet, right? And out of the ground, God formed every beast of the field. And let me see. Yeah. Okay, here it is. It says, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So what the Lord is showing us is that you go, you know, man, go get something in your man. You know, don't just talk about, you know, I'm married and whatnot. No, man, go get you something in your name. Like he said, put something on it. You know, like you said, like Adam did, you know. First of all, he had somewhere for her to be, which is the garden with him, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, that he had other things, you know, like a car in his name. Because he started naming everything, you know. So when you start out, okay, let's kick it off. All right, the first thing you own is your cell phone. Dudes, right? You own your cell phone, right? Then you get this this plastic card, your name on it, right? Then you get this crib, your name on it, right? You get your car, your name on it. You know, you get your job, your name on it. Now you putting in work. Right? But you ain't got no woman yet because you got to put in your name on it. You got to put in the work. She ain't even supposed to be in a picture until you covered these grounds. Wait a minute. Go to Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 24 and verse 27. Prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field. Afterward, build thine house. So he said, first, go to school, prepare thyself, right? Some of us, we want to get married before we finish school. We want to be doing all these things that married people is supposed to be doing. That's why you got all the fornication, got all these children out of wedlock. Everybody's all over the place. Everybody's psyche is all over the place. Everybody's everywhere. But it says this. He said, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself. So what do you mean? Okay, so we say we're in high school. Four years high school, right? Four more years. Okay, you're out of high school. You're 20 years old. Say you're 20, right? Give it. Nah, 18. Okay, four more years. 22. You just finished your master's, right? Or your bachelor's. 26. Got a master's. Right? You still a child. You haven't bust 30 yet. Right? Now you actually, you could go for a PhD and you could be 30. And we're talking about with those cycles. He's talking about prepare thy work. Now get this. That's if you go to school. But what about the laborer? What about the journeyman? This is the same thing for you, right? You're a laborer. You get out there, you working as a plumber. You 4 years in a thing. You really don't get recognized until your second year that you've been putting in work faithfully. If you 4 years and you faithfully been putting in work, then they're going to make sure you work it. You're a journeyman now. Same thing. You see, so you got to first get your act together before you even talk about a wife, woman, anything like that, or else the enemy is going to rise up and destroy all of that nonsense. So, let's go back to Genesis 2 and 19, because we was dealing with the fact that you have some things in your name. You shouldn't even be looking at a wife here unless you got some things in your name. 19, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living thing, every living creature, that was the name thereof. So Adam is intelligent. So wives, if you married the man, then obviously you thought he was intelligent, like Adam. You know, if he's not something that you want your children to be when they grow up, then don't mess with them. And Adam, wait a minute, he said, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh there instead thereof, first surgery. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made a woman and brought her unto man. So he took this woman and they became, he brought her unto him. So this is how you approach God. You can't find a virtuous woman. He has to bring her to you. You know, you got to search her out in prayer. You know, you got to go to heaven and get that one. You know, or you could pull you up some smoking out here that look good. You know, all bodied up, got all all the freaky things you love and stuff like that, and the mentality is way out. You know, it's like you got a beautiful car with a bad wheel alignment, you know. Or, you know, you got a smoking ride, but the sound system don't work. That's real jacked up. So anyway, he said this. So she's, you know, they should in the clothes of flesh thereof. And look what Adam said. And Adam said, now bone of my bones. Where did Adam get the fact that he had bones? Who told him that? Adam never seen anything drop dead or died, or he never saw bones. Where he getting this at? Oh, God told him he had bones. Then if he told him that he had bones, that means he told us that that the angels didn't have bones. And he said, and the woman have bones, like you. That's why I took a bone out of you, because she's going to be created in my image. I have a skeleton like you, Adam. Angels don't have a skeleton. Adam do. They spiritual beings. They fire. Minister of flame of fire. That's it. We are flesh and bone. Angels are shift shakers, shapeshifters. They don't have a skeleton. They can do it. We can't. We got a skeleton. And Adam said, now this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. But before she was called woman by Adam, she was called wisdom. She was called queen. She was called understanding. She was called help. She was called good. She was called meat. Now she's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and now she's a woman because she was taken out of man. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brother. Now listen at this. I praise you, brother, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. Now listen at these ordinances that he's talking about. But I will have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. So now he's setting the order up. The father, the son, the husband, the wife. He said the order, right? Listen, and every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head, right? So you can't be all with your head covered. The brother be like, well, see, that's that New Testament. I ain't following that. That's between you and God. Anyway, you want to sit up here and say, well, you got hair like wool. You know, you want to go and read Isaiah that he got, Daniel's, he got hair like wool. Or Revelations, he got hair like wool, then how you know if his head wasn't uncovered? Good. Anyway, but every woman pray or prophesy with her head uncovered, dishonor her head, for even that all as if she was shaven. So now we start getting into the intimacy of prayer for a woman and how she's supposed to approach God. And so he's saying this. He's saying that her head should be covered, right? Okay. Because she would dishonor Adam. Before who? Before God. In Christ. She would dishonor him before the Father and the Son. And that's a conversation that a woman would never want to have before God, because that's not what she was created for. She was created as wisdom, understanding, help, meet a queen. A sister. A mother. All this fit in those things. All that. It fit in that package called Eve. It's her. And yes, she was dark skinned. Yes, she was a black woman, if we want to use that term. There wasn't no such thing as black or white until the 16th century. There wasn't no such thing as a white man. If you was Irish, you was Irish, you know, and you was working next to a black dude. That some of us was brought over here at that time in shackle slavery, and some of us worked. Like white people actually worked on the field. They had liberty. They were free, right? But they worked next to slaves and next to black people that was free too. And so they came up with this law in the 1600s
that start classifying Europeans as white people and African descent as black people and sow discord in the classes or the castes and created a caste system of color in America in the 1600s. Up until then, we was of wherever we were from. There was no such thing as white or black. Right? Okay. So anyway, for if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn, for it's a shame or a shorn, a shaving, a let her be covered. Okay. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for he is the image and the glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. That's he took her out of him. For this cause, a woman ought to have power on her head because of the angels. That's why we ask those sisters to cover their head before we go into the precepts, because we're dealing in spiritual things. And when you start dealing in spiritual things, they attract spirits. So you got to have your head covered, women, because this is your power. Because you wasn't created from the dirt. You was created from us. Right? Amen. So, this is that thing. So the woman was created for the man. Let's go back to that Genesis, right? So here go Eve. She's created for the man. She's here for him. Her husband. This is that thing. Nobody else. Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife and they shall be one flesh. So here go another thing that Adam spoke into existence. He said they should. He shall cleave to his wife. Right? What do that mean? Cleave. Is that a good thing? Well, it has to be because it's before sin, right? So I guess it would be a good thing because it was mentioned before sin entered into the creation. I'm spelling it wrong. Okay. Cleave. All right, got it. All right. Split. Chop. Crack. Cut. Dissect. Disunite. Divorce, hack, open, pierce, rend, rip, separate, slice, right? Then it says this. It has dual meaning. It says this. Stand by, stick together, adhere, agree, associate, attach, be devoted to, be the light with, be true, cling, cohere, combine, freeze to, hold on, join, link, remain, stay put, unite. So we got two laws here. We got the one that he said, this is the one that he said. He also spoke the other law in existence, which is this. You can cleave me, split. Whoa. Who knew, right? Adam, right? Well, I guess he would be, man, I've been wrong, man. Would that make Adam the first enigma? All right, well, dig this. He says, so, and they birth were naked. Right? Cleave to his wife, you mean stick to his wife. You know, unite with his wife. Be one with, agree with his wife. You know, that's what he was saying. He said, agree with her. You know, you ain't got to be all difficult. And it says in verse 25, we're going to lead us here. It says, and they both were naked. They both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. So let's look at this word naked. Right? Because all we get out of this, man, you know, especially those horny toes, man, that didn't have no wife or anything like that. We in Sunday school or whatever school we at, and we thinking about them girls, and when the scripture busts open naked, like, now you already know, right? But that's not all to it. That's not all she made up of. They both were naked. So what do it mean to be naked with your wife? That's the question. Well, let's look at this. Excuse me. Natural. Without covering. So you're natural. You don't have fake hair. You don't have fake hair color. You're not being pretentious. Right? Bare skin, bearing, defenseless, derobed, exposed, helpless. This is when you open up yourself. You open up yourself to your wife, and he said they both was naked. That's when you open up to your husband. You open up yourself to your fears, and he opened up yourself to his fears, and you know, and we sharing our feelings, our fears, our things, our strengths, you know. And the God of Israel already said that she was going to be fitting. So whatever I'm lacking, she's supposed to have and encourage. And whatever I have, I'm supposed to strengthen her in those things, right? Because he said that she was going to be fitting. Naked, 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 right? So it says, bare skin, denude, derobed, divested, exposed, helpless, in birthday suit, in the buff, in the raw, leafless, natural, nude, open, peeled. So you see how you go from physical to spiritual. It's saying that you open, man. You ain't hiding nothing. You know what I mean? That's that thing. What do you hide? If you gotta hide something, something is wrong. If you gotta hide something from your husband, you should not. Whatever it is, if you have to hide something, I don't care if it's one of the children. If you have to hide something, you should not be a part of it. Because that mess up your blessings. That tears into your husband. That protocol thing that we got to just reading about, that tears into that, and then the blessings go out the window. Naked. All together in the buff, in the raw, leafless, natural, nude, open, peeled, raw, stark naked, stripped, unclad, unclothed, unconcealed, uncovered, undraped, undressed, unprotected, unvested, vulnerable, without a stitch, manifest, evident, blatant, disclosed, matter of fact, true, matter of fact, that's truth, obvious, open, overt, pure. Your relationship is supposed to be pure? Yeah, of course. Simple, stark, unadorned, undisguised, no secrets, no face-ups, none like that. It's undisguised. Unmistakable, unvarnished. You see, so this is that thing. So he said, They were not naked, and they were, he said they were naked, and they weren't ashamed. Ashamed. Last word, ashamed. Right? They wasn't ashamed. But when you, if sin come into the picture, you're a lie to cover it up. Ask Sarah. The book says she was afraid. Ashamed. All right, ashamed, remorseful, apologetic. See, this is something that a man and a woman should be having in between each other. They shouldn't be apologetic because they shouldn't be offending each other. Contrite, discomforted, disconnected, distressed, guilty, humiliated, mortified. But here go the other side too. It says meek, humble, hesitant, contrite, conscience stricken, sorry, shape, shy, ashamed, shamed, repentant, reluctant, regretful. So they wasn't having none of these feelings toward each other because they wasn't ashamed of each other like that. You know, so they was fit for each other, like the scripture said, they were fitting for each other. They were meek for each other, as we should say. So yeah, Eve, man, Eve is a load, man. She's full of the spirit. You know, without going into the sin part, you know, because we get into that, then that's an easy kill. You know, then we could blame the whole planet. I guess we got to get into it tomorrow because now we're dealing with right and wrong. Now we're dealing right and wrong, you know, from this point on. So I guess we do got to get into the sin aspect of it. So that would be tomorrow evening, All About Eve, Genesis 3:16. Yeah, that'll be the call. Yeah, All About Eve, Genesis 3:16. So that's tomorrow evening. So with that being said, we're gonna thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edified someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, man, brothers and sisters, please read your Bible and pick up a dictionary. Pick up a thesaurus. And if you run into a word, look it up. And you can find that, you know, and you can get a concordance, you know. Whatever it takes, just make sure you just do the research so that you can get the meat out of what you're looking at. Amen. Here, look, pulling up my studio again. There it is. Thank you. Amen, y'all. So once again, thanking everybody for their time, and be back here tomorrow at 7:00 p.m. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.